Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Time for the vibe check this morning on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and yes, we're just... kind of a painful one this morning.
Sorry about that.
All right. If you guys got to send us your good vibes, please do it now. We'd love to hear from you. It's going to be hot today, 95. The sun is going to be out tomorrow, too. So it's a good start to the week. Looking forward to that. Where's our friends at, Breeze?
Yeah, where are they? Where are our friends? Please come through if you must. 585-252-9800. Our girl Rebecca is here. She says, good morning and happy Monday. Nice long weekend, which was amazing. Happy to be back on our routine, though. Good morning and happy Monday from Nico and Steven.
Hey.
Vibes are up since we got a new AC yesterday. Love you both so much. Have a wonderful day.
You need that. Spending that hard-earned cash.
You need that.
On luxury.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta keep cool. Good for you guys.
This person says, just finished up my 5:30 workout at BBC. Feeling great and absolutely tired as well.
What's BBC?
Getting after it is just
what is
so
that?
Important.
What is BBC?
Boot camp.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yep.
What is it? 45-minute class?
Mm-hmm. But gotta pump that iron. You gotta do it. So important.
Yeah, it is.
And then Lindsay's here. She says, vibes are high today because I am going to be in my pool all day because I have today off.
I know. It was weird yesterday being on the golf course and just hearing how many people were complaining about the weather. I was like, guys, isn't this actually what we've been waiting for?
Yes, I know.
I feel like it's what we've been waiting
it's
for.
Just never really satisfied.
It's like, if it's... No, not, it's too hot. It's just too cold. We're just not, but like, not the perfect temperature.
Yeah, I mean, listen, a sweet spot for me is anywhere from high 70s to low 80s. Like, love that moment. I mean, 95 plus feels like 102. I just, not for me.
What do you
not
think?
For me.
What do most people keep their thermostat at? Because my brother was like floored when he saw my thermostat set at 72, 73.
72, 73? Mine's at 61.
There's no way.
No, it is.
Come on.
I literally go outside and my glasses are fogging.
What?
The temperature change. Yeah.
61? What the hell?
All day, every day. A cool 61. Always.
That's freezing.
Don't care. It's got to travel.
And you sleep with the fan on. That's why you're always sick.
No, I mean, listen. It's so hot.
But here's the thing, though, Breeze. I tried to explain to my brother. I was like, listen to me. There's a reason yours is probably set at 67, 68. I mean, you got five people in the house.
You're just blowing hot air at that point.
Right. It's just me. So, like, 72, sometimes I'm a little chilly. Is that weird?
Oh, no. Yeah. Even when I lived alone, it was 51.
51, right.
I don't even think it goes down that low. But it was definitely 60. A cool 60 at all times.
No, there's no way.
Icicles hanging from my nostrils. It's just, yeah.
I was just wondering what people usually keep their thermostat at, because he was like floored when he saw it at 73. I'm like, it's comfortable.
Record high today, watching our friends on News 10 NBC. Hasn't been this temperature since 1988.
Yeah, it's going to be a scorcher.
The heat front is moving through. Vibes are high for me today just because we had a nice little break. I went to Cooperstown over the weekend. That was fun. Stayed on a farm. Also fun.
Wow.
Ran the Superhero 5K yesterday.
How'd you make out?
I crushed.
Oh, you crushed
it. I crushed, which goes without saying, but yeah, I crushed.
Okay, good for you.
And yeah, it was a good weekend. I'm excited for the 4th of July, though, which will be next Friday.
That's right. Hope you guys had an awesome weekend, too. Vibes are up. It's the start of a new week. It's going to be really nice today and tomorrow, even though it's going to be hot. And really messed up my back yesterday. But we'll talk about that coming up.
Great golf guy. Huge golf guy.
It is set to be a really hot week with the temps kicking things off today. Like I said, 95. But with that being said, schools in the area are either canceled or classes are getting let out early. We'll give you a list of some of those schools with the delays coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98
PXY. PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. It's set to be a really hot week, and with the temps kicking things off today with a high of 95, and the heat index reaching 100, the forecast is pretty, it's going to be a perfect time to jump into a pool today. We'll say that.
Period.
Schools in the area are either canceling classes or letting students out early. And for a lot of kids, it's their last week. Rochester City School District is implementing early dismissal for pre-K through eighth grade today and tomorrow. And the school says students will get lunch before dismissal, and all after-school activities are definitely canceled. Graduation and moving up ceremonies will go on as planned, but the district says it's taking steps to cool the schools as much as possible with overnight ventilation and fans throughout the day. Which is crazy we're talking about all of this because
blowing
I think...
blowing hot air around.
Didn't it snow in April? We had a blizzard like 60 days ago. Just to name a few schools, the Pittsburgh Central School District will cancel classes and dismiss early today due to the heat, along with tomorrow. Early dismissal will begin at 12:30. Webster will close its schools early today and tomorrow, since not all schools have air conditioning, which is wild. They're just sitting there fanning themselves off with their notebooks. Rush Henrietta will be closed today and tomorrow for kindergarten through seventh grade. But for a full list of school closings and delays, you can check out WHEC.com right now, and everything is up there for you, so you know where you're at with that. And by the way, congratulations to all the students that will be graduating this week.
Crush it.
You guys are crushing it. Off to the next chapter. What's one thing you pretend to be good at, and instantly you get exposed for it? Bonus points if it involves a helmet or public humiliation. And I'll share with you how me telling everyone how great I was at this one thing yesterday totally backfired on me. I'm still thinking about it. It's coming up next on the show.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. I'm trying to impress people with things you're not even good at. That can quickly backfire. You can't do it.
You can't fake something when rubber meets the road like that. And you're
trying.
And you're ready to show off said skills.
Right. Trying to impress people with things you're not even good at. That was me yesterday. Because it turns out, as athletic as I might come off.
Please,
especially.
No one was thinking that.
Especially with my athletic build. If there's one thing I'm really not that great at, it's golf. And I'm sure I speak for a lot of people. It's a hard sport, especially to stay consistent. I got invited to a charity golf tournament yesterday. Pretty chill, right? They asked me, hey, Moose, you decent at golf? And of course, I was like, yeah, absolutely. Let's tear it up.
He goes, define decent.
Then I remembered something very important. I don't even own clubs. It's like, for the record.
There it is.
Yeah, I'm like, am I decent? Oh. I don't know. So my brother gave me his clubs last minute. They've been sitting in his shed for a few years, so I had to take the cobwebs off.
Yeah.
Right?
Dusting the spider's nest off of it.
I get to the event yesterday. My team and I were all dressed to the nines, so we looked the part. We all had matching duck shirts and duck bucket hats.
Yeah, what was the duck theme?
That's,
did someone drive a Jeep there? What's happening?
We had tons of rubber duckies we were handing out. It was really, at the end of the day, it was kind of a drunk fest because all the other teams were coming in uniform. You had people that are dressed as astronauts. You had people are just matching their team. So I was like, listen, just tell me where you guys need me to be, what you need me to wear.
Right.
So I show up. So everyone starts drinking at 11 a.m., but the guys I'm playing with are here to win it. I'm like, oh, wow, you guys are taking this seriously.
You're
okay.
Really going for it.
Okay, got it. So we get to the first hole, and they go, okay, here's the lineup. Moose is first, followed by Nick, John. I goes, oh, hold on a second.
Whoa. I pump the brakes.
I would feel more comfortable if I was last. And like, no, that's the lineup. This is how I was like, oh, man, all right.
You just shanked it.
I take my driver out, and I swing this golf ball like I'm mad at it.
Club.
And I just hear something in my lower back go. Just. And I don't know what happened. But
first swing of the day?
Now I'm in pain. First swing of the day. And I remember thinking, I crushed that ball, though. I go, wow, did you guys see where the ball went? My buddy Connor says, yeah, look down. I hit it 5 feet from the tee. I was like, oh, this is so bad. So for the entire 18 holes, which took all day, I'm in excruciating pain, and I couldn't say anything to anyone.
You broke your back, and you weren't hitting the ball at all.
No.
It's a double negative.
But now I'm invested, and I don't want to let my team down. So I continue to golf with this excruciating pain in my lower back, and my teammates are crushing it, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is just to hit the ball straight, which I have a hard time doing anyways, even if my back wasn't hurting. It was a nightmare. And yes, next time somebody asks me if I'm decent at something, the next words out of my mouth are define decent.
Yeah.
It was
or
really
you should just start with no and manage expectations. Because like if you say, nah, not really, someone can come back at you and say, come on, you gotta be that's a lie.
You gotta be decent. I can't believe I almost forgot that I needed clubs for this.
You show up with nothing. They're like, wait, what?
It's
how
like
embarrassing.
It really was embarrassing. And
so how's the back now?
Oh, this morning.
Oh, is
it
was
that
pretty, why you're in a back brace?
Yeah, this morning was pretty bad. I'm like, oh man, this is 41, huh? Does anyone ever 585-252-9800? How many of you have been tried?
Was it an ego thing or were you like in a peer pressure situation?
What?
Was it like an ego thing? Like you didn't want to like
well, I wanted to be a part of this event.
Right.
But I knew deep down, I'm like, all right, I think I can golf like these guys. No, these guys were pretty, they're pretty good.
Didn't you just ask my dad to go golfing? Oh, no, that was my girlfriend.
No.
But he's on a league, so I don't think that would work out.
But if any of you have ever tried to impress people with things that you're not even good at, I'd love to hear what some of those examples are. Bracey, you know, I know you got a handful.
My problem is that I think I hype myself up too much. I'm like, yeah, I'm like literally the best. And then when I get in the situation, I'm like, oh, maybe I'm not the best. And I have that shocking realization as I'm doing said thing. Like, I don't know. It used to, I mean, I'm better now because I like mastered the art. But like it used to be hair. Like I used to be like, I'm so good at hair. Like I went to cosmetology school. Like
now you are.
I'm so good at it. And like. I could barely put a curl in. And everyone expected me to be good at it because I did go to cosmetology school. And I was like, okay. Why do I look like I just got electrocuted?
Here's a good one from Ross. I lied on my dating profile. Said I was 5'10", showed up on the first date. She found out I was 5'7". Yeah, that.
So that's just standard.
Told my girlfriend I could salsa dance because I didn't want to seem lame. Fast forward to me stepping on her foot 3 to 4 times in 60 seconds. Oh, yeah. See, this is what I'm talking about.
Katie's here.
It blows up in your face.
Literally. Katie's here. She said, I lied about being super good with babies and kids. And when I got to my boyfriend's niece's recital, she cried and ran away from me. Turns out I'm not good with kids. And I knew that deep down, but I wanted to seem nurturing and like a cool girl. That'll do it.
Jay says, told my boss I was comfortable with Excel. Ended up spending 2 hours Googling, how do you use Excel? You got to fake it till you make it, guys.
That's the line, right? That's the delicate balance of like pretending and manifesting and being delusional into hopefully somehow figuring it out and then just being straight up horrible at something. This person says, I pretend I'm good at something every day when I go to work. Turns out I'm not.
Yeah, that's what it's about. But if anybody has any Vicodin this morning I could take, I would really appreciate it.
Not
that.
Us doing drugs live on air.
It wouldn't be the first.
98PXY.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. Oh! You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Would you leave a sleeping 7-year-old home for an hour by themselves while you ran a couple of errands? Take a listen to the message we got from Cassandra for Parental Confidential this morning. How many of you listening would have an issue with this? 585-252-9800. Let us know your thoughts. She wrote in over the weekend and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. So, daughter is 7 years old. She begged me Friday night to let her stay up late since she didn't have school. I figured, why not? Let her have a little fun, right? Well, she ended up falling asleep around 9, and she was out cold the next morning. I needed to go pick up a grocery order, swing by the store for a few things, so I left her a note, made sure her tablet and snacks were within reach, and I was gone for an hour. We have an alarm system, 2 dogs. I was literally a mile up the road, but my husband was livid. He says a 7-year-old should never, ever be left alone, asleep or not. He says it was dangerous, it was irresponsible, and now he's not even talking to me. I get it. I have PTSD, and I tend to overthink everything, so I actually thought I was making progress by not panicking and trusting that everything would be fine. Now I feel like the worst mom in the world. I don't know. Did I make a huge mistake, or is my husband overreacting? I just would love to hear from any parents on what their thoughts are on this particular situation. Thank you." Okay, guys, we could use you on this one today. 585-252-9800.
7 is like, I don't know. I think that's a pretty responsible age to start implementing leaving a child home. I think there needs to be some communication to said child to say, hey, you know, this is the situation. Or at the very least, leaving a note is, I think, going to be standard as well. But
yeah,
honestly, when you roll the dice like that, I would say 80% of the time they're not going to wake up.
No, I get that. I just feel like 7 is kind of young.
I feel like that's when you start implementing,
I guess,
testing out staying home alone. That's what I did.
At 7? I would have said 10. 10 years old. Let's go to some calls here. PXY, who's this?
Hi, this is Deb.
All right, Deb. Your thoughts. Go ahead.
Absolutely no. There is nothing more important that you need to do that can't wait until your child wakes up.
Well, what's
anything
a good
can happen? Anything that could happen while you're gone.
Yeah.
What if there's a fire? What if somebody breaks in? What? Great, you have an alarm system. You have a dog. What if a child gets up and falls and gets hurt? Nobody's there to take care of that child.
I would have at least.
Are groceries really worth that?
Yeah, I would have. I would have at least woke her up and said, "Hey, I'm heading out," just in case she misses the note. You know what I mean? But what is a good age? If you were to do this. It's clearly not 7. What's a good age? Depending on how mature your kid is?
I would say 11.
11?
I figure this depends on how responsible they are. I mean, I guess each kid is an individual.
Yeah.
But 7 is just too young. You wake the child up, you take the child with you, or you wait. There's no two ways about that.
See, and she thought she was making progress with her PTSD. It just backfired on her.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but that was a bad choice.
Got it. Okay.
Maybe a lesson learned.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. We'll go over to Sarah that says, I would be fine leaving her home alone for an hour, but I agree. You got to wake her up first. Let her know where you're going. Does she even have a phone? She's got a tablet, but I doubt a seven-year-old has a phone. You know what I mean? And who has a landline today? What if there is an emergency? How would she get a hold of you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I don't know. I think you also need to take into account, like, do they have a good relationship with the neighbors? Like, I don't know.
There's a lot of factors here that need to come into play. Julie says, my mom used to leave us in the car with a Capri Sun and a prayer while she shopped for 2 hours. This ain't that deep.
A Capri Sun and a prayer.
Someone tell the husband he's overreacting.
Interesting.
So some of you think husband's overreacting. Some of you think no big deal. You left a seven-year-old home alone to sleep for an hour while you went and got groceries.
I just think there should have been more conversation around it, but I don't know. I don't think it's that. I honestly don't think it's that big of a deal. But
we do have a listener saying if the kid's seven, that's too young to be alone. I don't care if she's asleep or not because accidents don't wait for you to get home. Sorry, but dad's right to be upset. How old were you when you first got to stay home alone? I don't know.
I feel like seven.
Didn't know.
I feel like seven or eight at the very earliest.
Were your parents left you alone at home?
They also like knew how to use the phone.
So that means you were in charge of your younger brother.
Yeah, or he wasn't there. I mean, I think this was more so just like taking care of myself.
Your parents left and they were debating if they should come back or not.
You also need to take into account my mom's like a teacher. So like, I don't know, their schedules are way different.
Well, you know, that being said, too, maybe your mom felt like, you know, there was certain responsibilities that were instilled in you that because she was a teacher.
Also, I feel as if, like, timing matters. Like, if you're being left alone for 30 minutes to an hour, okay. If you're being left alone for 7 hours, it's a huge difference.
Yeah, I know.
Huge difference.
I just feel like seven is kind of young, but it depends on the kid. Andrea says, I'm not against leaving a seven-year-old home alone to run an errand, but I wouldn't do it while they're asleep. I just wouldn't feel comfortable with them waking up and not knowing where I am. What if they missed the note? No, too young, seven is crazy. If your daughter was 9 or 10, that's one thing, but I would be angry too. So a lot of people are back and forth on this one.
All right, let's get to some texts over here. Seven is way too young to leave a child alone. It's illegal in New York State. Okay, people always say things are illegal, and we have to fact check that because I truly don't know. Seven is way too young. That's the second grade. Probably wouldn't leave my kid home alone until probably like the fourth grade for an hour. My daughter is 10, and I just started leaving her home alone at 9, but she has a phone and is never sleeping when I'm not home, especially at night.
All right, so here's the what it says. In New York, there isn't a specific legal age when a child can be left home alone. The decision of whether a child is mature enough to stay home alone is left to the parent or guardian's discretion. Okay.
Hi, this is Lucy. I think it's reasonable to leave a child home alone for an hour, but no more than that, especially if the child is sleeping. The husband is overreacting, in my opinion. This person says, and what if she gets up and goes to the neighbor saying her mom is gone? CPS city lady. That's from our friend who works at CPS.
I got off the bus one day when I was 7 years old. My mom wasn't home. I panicked. I ran in the neighbor's house crying. I was sobbing. It's like everything was an emergency when I was a kid. I don't know why.
41, you still do.
Yeah. I'll leave it with Jason who says, hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Why is this even a debate? This mom wasn't gone for hours. The kid was asleep. It's summer. People are out here calling CPS for things their own parents did every weekend in the 90s. I'm with the mom on this one.
I wish she would have said if the daughter woke up or not. I don't think she did. I think that would have been a way bigger deal if she did wake up. Mm-hmm. Sounds like she didn't. But
yeah, I would have at least wake her up and be like, hey, I'm running to the store. She wakes up and no one's home.
But that defeats the whole point.
Just saying. I'm just saying so she's not in a panic. I know I would have been. Would have called the police, the whole nine yards. The whole nine.
You want to talk about waking up in a panic? I was babysitting once, fell asleep. Like,
oh,
hey, time for you to wake up.
Okay.
Like, oh my God.
Oh man, never.
They never called me back.
Yeah, of course not. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, thank you for the text on this one, guys. And of course, thank you to Cassandra, the message. Good luck with figuring this out with your husband. But I'll send you some of the message we weren't able to get to. We'll be right back.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
This weekend, hundreds gathered downtown Rochester and were protesting and demanding an end to the ICE raids and deportation right here in and around our city. So the protesters gathered at Martin Luther King Jr. Park downtown on Saturday to call for the end of the raids, ICE raids in Western New York. I mean, I don't know. I've heard about so many of these raids taking place in the place in which I live, Fairport.
Yeah.
And around in other places as well. But so many people gathered, and the co-founder, of Free the People Rochester said, "We're seeing ICE raids coming in our community. Just like last week, we saw ICE detain someone who is a U.S. citizen, and they are letting them know that they do not want ICE in and around our community." You know, when it comes to protesting, we've seen a lot of protests and people gathering to support one cause or one message. And it's nice to see over 300 people were there. But at the end of the day, I don't know how much it really does. I love the fact that people get together and use their voice. But it's just hard when you are actively protesting against something and it's still happening. And it affects a lot of people right here in our city. When you think of these raids, you don't always realize that they're happening right in your backyard.
Yeah, they're happening everywhere.
Yeah. So, but the people that are getting deported are paying taxes, Social Security, all those things. I think that was the message that they were trying to get across. So,
coming up on the show, we have to talk about putting lipstick on a pig, because I think we all do it.
We all do it, you know, and I think when it comes to something that you really care about, but it might be the point of no return of, hey, I really do care about this one thing, but I didn't treat it as such for the duration of time I had it. Something happened this weekend that I'm doing my best to save this one thing of mine that is on its last leg, and just giving it the spruce up and the makeover it deserves.
It's 100% on its last leg.
Just get rid of it.
Lipstick on a pig. We all do it. We'll talk about what that is and what Breezy put lipstick on coming up next on the show.
Will be.
How many of you have tried to make something look better than it really is, but not actually fixing the core issue? It's all surface, no substance. It's lipstick on a pig.
We love cosmetics. We do.
It is PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Listen, I've seen this time and time again with open houses. You walk through a home, they slap some candles and throw pillows in the living room just to distract you from the endless amounts of mold growing with
the cracks in the ceiling.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
Same issue you had.
Have.
Yes.
Yeah. So obviously everybody knows my car is on its last leg. It's not in a good place. But guess what? It's paid off and I don't have a car payment and I'm running that thing into the ground.
Yeah, it's paid off, but at what cost?
I don't want a car payment. I'm not into it. It's really not for me. So I will be driving this car until the wheels fall off, essentially.
You guys ever notice that as soon as you pay off a vehicle, it just goes to crap?
That's exactly what happened. I literally sent in my last payment. This was like two or three summers ago. And
the transmission just
blew. Starter. See ya. Oh, yeah. Bye. Not me getting it freaking towed.
Yeah, that's right.
For like the low price of $150.
Every hubcap has come off.
No, fully. So it's been a journey. But I mean, honestly, I think it adds character to the vehicle. And I think that a lot of people can relate to when you pay off a car or when you've had something for long enough and it's like your comfort blanket, wheels, whatever the case may be. And this car's seen some stuff. And over the weekend, I had it detailed and I'm on the phone with Moose, which we talked on the weekend, which is honestly, I thought something was wrong.
We talk on the weekends.
We don't.
We do.
My girlfriend, actually, the only reason we talked is because my girlfriend called you and you picked up her call, not mine.
I picked it up on the first ring.
Yeah, I know you did. I was like, literally, I was like mid saying to her, he doesn't really talk on the weekends. And you're like, hey, babe, what's up? I'm like, oh my God, I hate it here. Anyways, so I was like telling you how I got my car detailed and it looks great. It smells great. The girl came to my apartment. I didn't have to bring it anywhere. And thank God I didn't have to bring it anywhere because guess what? I went to move my car into a more like accessible spot for her.
Oh, they come to you to detail your vehicle?
She came to my apartment. I went to go move my car from one spot to another so she could park her car next to the car, my car, and like have all of her stuff available.
All the wheels fell off?
Didn't start. Battery's dead. Didn't start. Had to jump it.
Are you joking?
No.
Breeze, it's time. It might be time.
So.
How many miles you got on that mini fridge?
I think like 120.
All right. So you're in the six figures now.
I'm jumping my car. My girlfriend's had enough. She's like, we do this every time you drive the car. Like, it's a lot, right?
Well, because, listen, for those of you who don't know, Breezy's car, she was late to work last week, and she texted me. It was 2 weeks ago or something like that. She's like, I'm going to be a little late. And she sent me a video of just her dashboard. She couldn't turn the car on. The battery's dead. She blamed her girlfriend. She thought maybe she left the interior light on all night. And that wasn't the case.
And then every time after that I was getting into the car, I was just throwing up a little Hail Mary. So we go to a car place yesterday and we get the battery tested. Battery's completely dead. It's a bad battery. It's been in there for quite some time. So I buy a new battery and he goes, you know, you can get this one and it has a 3-year warranty on it. And I'm like, oh, the car's not lasting 3 years. So let's get the cheaper option. So we get the one that has a 1-year warranty. We pop the new battery in it. It's good as new, good as gold. We have a new battery. We have fresh interior.
Sure.
I'm going to go get a car wash. Like, it's basically a brand new car. No, it's a brand new car. Except for the fact that I can't accelerate at high volumes. But other than that, it's a brand new car. And I just feel like this is my second shot at treating this thing with the respect and love and care it deserves.
Yeah.
My mini fridge on wheels.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and treat that baby today? You know, put some more expensive gasoline in it. Matt in Brockport says, I bought a refurbished car off Facebook. New paint, Bluetooth speaker, hot glued to the dash. And no AC. Lipstick on a pig.
Yeah. This person says, Breezy, replace your alternator? I'm not sure, Kels. I don't know what that means. I got a new battery. That's all I care about. And now it turns on. That's all I really need.
Listen, as long as it's getting you from A to B, it's not doing it in style. But when you listen, next time you look for your new car, get your new ride and eyed.
Not the shameless plug. I mean, stepping into that bad boy, it smells delish.
Let me go over the text here. My landlord said they upgraded my apartment. He meant they painted over mold and replaced one cabinet door. Lipstick on a pig.
Painting hair into the wall.
Oh, we painted over this cockroach.
Yeah.
Every landlord in this city.
No, literally.
Oh, it's terrible. But well, I'm glad you got that.
If anyone wants to ride in my new car, come through. It's a new car to me. New battery, new interior.
Liz, you take care of it, it's going to take care of you. Unfortunately, you've never taken care of it. You've never changed the oil on time. You've made sure the brakes were just down to the freaking
metal to metal.
Metal to metal before you change them. You got to keep up on all this stuff. The dashboard literally says Breezy. It even spells out her name. You should probably change the oil. You're way overdue. How am I supposed to know? I didn't know.
I didn't know.
How can I possibly know?
PXY. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
All right, let's get to all of your unpopular opinions this morning. 585-252-9800. Let's let it rip.
Let's go.
Let's go over to Jason, who texted in first and said, concerts are overrated. You can barely hear the music. Your feet hurt. And someone always spills their beer on you. It's just not worth it. There, I said it. All right. Jason doesn't like concerts. Olivia says people romanticize working from home way too much. It's just sitting around depressed in your pajamas. No thanks. There, I said it. Okay. So negative.
That, I mean, listen, it is true that there is a really hard separation of church and state when you work from home.
What?
There's no balance. I mean, like, you're answering emails from your bed, which is also, like, where you are doing other things.
No, some people suck from working from home. They just can't do it. They're not capable of it. Some people are great at it. But when it comes to a healthy balance, yeah, like all the people that are sitting outside drinking margaritas at 12, I'm working.
Does nobody work?
Come on. Some people are good at working.
I'm like, are you working today? You're like, yeah, I'm working right now.
The only reason I didn't like it and I couldn't enjoy it is because, first of all, I used to do it from a studio apartment. And then I'd sleep there. I'd wake up there. I worked there. There was no escape.
Depressing.
I couldn't do it.
Very depressing.
What's up, Greg? Boost and Breezy. People who constantly post about their pets are worse than people who post about their kids. There, I said it. At least a kid might grow up to do something interesting. Your cat sleeping is not Instagram worthy.
God, I'm so sorry.
Thanks for the text, Greg.
So sorry. All right. Mine for today is this. I've been thinking about this for a while, and I've just, with wedding season being among us, I think this is just a PSA for everybody. If you are the person that does this, listen loud and clear.
Okay.
Stop wearing your Apple Watch to a wedding. Or if you're wearing formal wear in general, there I said it. You look like a spy kid. Full gown with an Apple Watch. It's not needed. You can take it off for one day. You don't need to track your steps.
That's why you have to have interchangeable bands. Some are fancy, some are sporty.
You should be wearing it at all.
Oh, come on now.
It's not even the band. It's more so the square iPhone strapped to your wrist. You don't need it. It's not necessary.
I think it all depends on the band.
No.
Which, by the way, you won't catch me dead spending. I know sometimes I blow money. You're not going to catch me dead spending $100 at Apple for one band. It's $5 on Amazon. What are people doing? People are buying them.
Of course they are.
Hi, guys. Teacher weighing in. Do not say my name. But school fundraisers are a scam. Really? These kids see maybe $3 of that money and the rest goes to some mystery program. There, I said it. That's coming from a teacher.
Yikes.
School fundraisers are a scam. Where is all that money going?
We just don't know.
We have no idea. Hey, what's up, guys? Mine for today is, I think group vacations are a nightmare. You spend half the trip arguing about where to eat, and the other half regretting you didn't just stay home. There, I said it. Thank you, Megan, for that.
Mm-hmm. This person says, the don't talk to me until I've had my coffee types of people are completely insufferable. There, I said it.
We work with a couple of them.
Like, I don't.
In sales.
If you need coffee to function, you also need a therapist. There, I said it.
Hi, Diane. Oh, I can't right now. I did have my coffee this morning.
Okay.
Mine for today is, kids under 7 should not be allowed at fancy restaurants. If your toddler's screaming over me trying to enjoy a meal and speak to the person next to me, it's not cute. The child and the parents should be asked to leave. There, I said it. This is a new rule that needs to be in place. I'm sorry. No kid under seven should be in a nice place, like a nice restaurant like that. It just shouldn't happen.
No kid under seven.
Nope. Can't do it.
It's a very, very bold take. 5-year-olds can behave. 6-year-olds can behave. I mean, God, even 7-year-olds can
behave. It's not the right place for them. It's just not.
If they can figure it out, they can be there. If they can't, see you later. Sayonara. This person says, all obituaries should list the cause of death. There, I said it.
I agree with that.
It's always a mystery. It's always a mystery.
My grandmother, before she passed, that's the thing she would do every single morning, is just read the obituaries. Sometimes she'd read the same one for 2 months straight. I'm like, Grams, what's anyone in there you recognize? Sure.
But like, for what?
I don't know. What? She was obsessed.
Rest in power.
Rochelle says, pregnancy isn't a personality trait. You're having a baby, not running for president. There I said it. So great. Thank you guys for the messages this morning.
Yeah,
we love these. Yeah, this is like therapy at its best. You know what I mean? And it's free. You're welcome.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy Breeze.
Fire it all.
It's going to be a really hot week with the temps kicking things off today with 95 degrees. The heat index is going to reach 100. So with that forecast, schools in the area are either canceling classes or just letting students out early. Mm-hmm. But the Rochester City School District is implementing early dismissal for pre-K through 8th grade today and tomorrow. And the school says students will get lunch before dismissal and all after-school activities are canceled. But the graduation and moving up ceremonies will go on as planned. The district says it's taking steps to cool the students as much as possible with overnight ventilation and fans throughout the day. Because there's a lot of school that have no central air, which blows my mind. Webster being one of those districts. Just to name a few schools, the Pittsford Central School District will cancel classes today and tomorrow, and then dismiss the kids early due to the heat. Early dismissal will begin at 12:30. Webster closes schools today and tomorrow because of the air conditioning thing. Rush Henrietta will be closed today and tomorrow for kindergarten through 7th grade. If you need a full list of school closings and delays, you can check them out at WHEC News10NBC.com. There's still some people, I'm telling you right now, that will be running 6 miles today. And I have friends that will do it.
Yep.
It could be 110 degrees. They're going for a 6 mile run.
They gotta do it.
They gotta get through it. I was never that guy.
I mean, even yesterday I was running the 5K for the Rochester Hearing and Speech Superhero 5K, and it was early. I mean, but it was still a scorcher out there. I was like, all right.
What did you run those 3 miles in?
30 minutes.
That's pretty good. That's 10 miles.
10-minute mile.
10-minute mile.
Mm-hmm.
Consistently for 3 miles.
I know.
I would have to stop and get something to eat. I couldn't do it. So stay cool today, you guys. Honest question. Is taking a vacation with your parents a sweet family memory, or is it just an excuse to argue in a different zip code? Who's in it? Like, who is for it? Who's against it? This is a lot of questions I have that need to be answered coming up. I got a phone call from my mom over the weekend asking if I wanted to do this with her and my dad. I'll tell you what it is coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Is taking a vacation with your parents a good idea or a recipe for a disaster? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So my mother called over the weekend and asked if I wanted to take a vacation with just her and my dad. I'm like, okay, well, let's talk about this. Yeah. I've been on family vacations, you guys. They were memorable. Took a cruise with my parents years back. They never told me it was a couple's cruise. So it was uncomfortable. I think I was 22 at the time. My brother and I sat in the room, and we just ate calamari and cheesecake for days.
A couple's cruise is crazy.
Right. I was like, oh, okay.
Love it.
This is kind of a bigger deal. My parents asked if I want to go to Italy with them, and I keep telling them, let me get back to you. But I need to make a decision because this trip needs to get booked. And part of me is like, yeah, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Like, how often do your parents ask to travel internationally with you as an adult? And the other part of me is like, well, maybe this is their moment. Like, I don't want to third wheel with them through the vineyards. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I feel like it would mean a lot to my dad because a big part of him, I think, wants to show me where he grew up, where he's from. And that would mean a lot to me, too, to get connected to my roots. I do have aunts and uncles and cousins who are all there still. Mm-hmm. Some cousins who I haven't even met yet. And it's like I just constantly go back and forth if I should go, if I shouldn't. And I got to figure it out this week. They need an answer this week.
I don't know what you're even contemplating. Like, the fact that your parents are asking you to go to Italy with them should be enough reason to go. First of all, you've never been to Europe. Second of all, why wouldn't you want to experience that with your dad? I mean, that's where he grew up. That's where he's coming from. That's where your family roots lie. My parents are going to Italy in 2 months. Didn't invite me. Didn't even ask. Didn't even think.
Are they going?
Oh, yeah. Didn't even ask. Didn't even once remotely bat an eyelash into thinking that I could possibly go with them.
Have you been to Italy?
I have. I have been to Italy. But that's not the point. The point is that they didn't ask. And they're going on a cruise from Spain to Italy to they're going everywhere. They're making like 10 stops.
And part of me feels guilty too because they're like, where's the hesitation? And I'm like,
right.
Well,
where is the hesitation?
The hesitation is, I don't know. Part of me feels guilty for leaving for that amount of time.
Don't let work hold you back. I got it figured out. Don't you worry.
Do you? I mean, we saw the last video you posted.
Our boss just took a 3-week vacation. He's still there. I mean,
he's in Italy
if
now.
If you can do it, you can do it.
No, I know. And I'm going to be honest with you. Here's the other thing that's really kind of been a struggle for me. Guys, I've been on hundreds of flights. As a traveling sales guy, that's all I did for years. But for whatever reason now, I'm very, very uncomfortable of getting on a plane for that amount of time and traveling across the ocean. And I'm like, this is the first time I've ever been hesitant when it comes to flying, but we've seen everything going on in the news. I'm like, I'm just so uncomfortable with it.
If it's your time, it's your time. There's nothing we can do. It's going to be fine.
I'm the worst person to have this conversation with.
It's going to be fine. Keep your head up, champ. You'll be great. The fact that you have the opportunity to go to Europe, not just Europe, go to Italy with your father who came from Italy, grew up in Italy. Your parents will pay for everything. I'm sure you'll have to pay.
I don't know. I don't want them to pay for everything.
I'm sure you have to pay your way, but when you're eating out and stuff, they'll be paying for it.
Well,
it's basically an all-inclusive. So.
Well, yeah, because I'm sure my aunts and uncles are going to want us to stay with them for a little bit.
Correct.
And I'm like, I get this. And I'm like, I don't know. Is this a trip I should go on or is this a trip for my parents alone? And
there's no other way you're going to get there.
What do you mean?
Like, this is the perfect opportunity. Same with when I went to Europe. The only reason I went to Europe was because my friend was living in Amsterdam for a year doing a Fulbright program. She was teaching Dutch kids English.
Yeah.
And I was like, perfect. I have a place to stay. I have a reason to go over there. I have someone who can show me around. There's no other perfect opportunity and scenario for you to be over there.
Yeah.
Because if you're going over there any other time, you're just like, oh, well, this looks cool, I guess.
That's
I don't know
true.
You got to go.
I know some people just seem so happy, especially when they go there and come back. It's like, and I think it
honestly,
might do
I'm
something.
You. Please go.
Tina from Webster texted in and says, Moose, go, trust me. My dad passed a couple years ago. Last trip we took was Italy. And I almost said no. Best decision ever made.
This person says, just go. You'll regret not doing so when your parents aren't around. Like you said, it's the opportunity of a lifetime. Enjoy it for what it is. This person says, Moose, just get business class and live your best life. Yeah, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it big.
My parents sit in economy.
No, literally. Then it will feel like you're on vacation alone. I'm just a single man going to Italy.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I like the thought of me riding around a bike with a baguette in
you
the
might
basket.
You might find the love of your life. You might.
In Italy?
You don't come back. I'm like, oh.
Breezy, I have news.
I encourage this. I'm engaged. What?
Who else is here? My mom and I went to Paris. She kept trying to make me wear a scarf. like the locals. She also called every croissant quant. I love her, but never again. Oh, okay.
Our boss just sent us an email literally from Italy. He goes, ciao. Like, I don't know about all that. He's going to come back and be like, so what do you guys do around here for fun?
It's so great.
I went to Ibiza. Yeah. You have to go. When would you be going if you are going?
End of summer.
You got to go. You have to.
I know. I feel like...
How long? 10 days?
Well, no. My parents would be going for over 3. I said I couldn't do that. So I would
like
have
10
to,
or 2.
I would have to fly home early, which I don't have a problem doing, but I think it would mean a lot to my dad, but I also think it would mean a lot to my mom.
It'd mean a lot to me too. Go. You deserve it.
And I also
take vacation.
Taking a trip like this too, I've always thought about it looking more along the lines of me doing it with a significant other. Especially in a place like Italy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very romantic there,
from
what I've been told. And I feel like the closer I get to my roots, I feel like I'm going to come back a different person.
You will. It's giving Eat, Pray, Love. You need to do it. No, I'm booking your plane ticket now.
All right. I have
What's
to make
your middle name?
Joseph. I have to make a decision.
The decision is made. I will call your parents. Oh, my gosh. This person says Moose will be on the next 90 Day Fiancé. Probably. Probably.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Is anyone really ever satisfied with the weather in this city? No.
Is this just a part of living in Rochester?
It's in our DNA as human beings to constantly want to be comfortable. It's either too hot or too cold or just not the right temperature. And listen, I get it. Yesterday, it was hot out. Today, even hotter.
Tomorrow, even hotter.
But we have to constantly remind ourselves, we just had a blizzard like 2 months ago.
No, literally. And then on Wednesday, we had the most crazy rainstorm. There was houses and cars underwater in Henrietta.
And this is the type of place where it takes a strong individual, a tough individual, to live here. Because not a lot of people in different parts of the country are used to really experiencing all four seasons in 24 hours. We do it.
We do it time and time again. And it just feels like when it comes to the weather in this city, there is no such thing as a healthy balance. There is no such thing as give and take. It's very much so all or nothing. Because for the past 3 weeks to a month, we have experienced rain like no other.
Sure. Yeah, it's been
a
tough June.
The crappiest of the crappy.
But, I mean, it's beautiful out today
and
because
now,
of all the rain.
And now we are living in, dare I say, a fireball.
If I had a dollar for every time someone said, the humidity's killing me, I'd...
You'd be rich.
I'd have a down payment for my house.
No, literally. And I just... I wish that we as individuals were more appreciative or found more of the light and the calm in the storm. But we don't. We're constantly bitching. We're constantly unhappy with the weather. And the thing about the weather is there is literally nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can control. There's nothing that can be done.
I think a majority of us will take this, what we're experiencing today, super hot, humid, over 10 feet of snow any day.
True.
Most of us hate winter, right? We do.
Yeah.
This, I'll take this all day long. This is beautiful. My thermostat is set at a perfect 73 degrees in my place, which for whatever reason, people think I'm nuts.
73 is insane.
I think it's a very... It's very
AC
comfortable.
Stays on all summer, unless it's freezing out, which hopefully that's not the case, at a cool 61.
61?
Yes.
There's no way. That is cold.
Here's the thing. It is so hot outside that I don't need more like hot air blowing. If the air is blowing, it's going to be icy, antifreeze level coldness.
Guys, what do you keep your thermostat at? I think 73, 72 is like the perfect temperature. But then again, I also live alone. There's not kids running around. Not everyone's blowing out hot air. You know what I'm saying? Like 72 is like, oh, this is just the perfect temperature. It's 72 in the studio right now. Look how comfortable we are.
I'm not that comfortable. I would prefer if it was a couple degree cooler.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Also, I have gotten to the point where I keep my apartment so cold and my car so cold that when I step out from my car into the outdoors or my apartment into the outdoors, my glasses are fogging with precipitation. Like, it is so, they're literally sweating because the climate change is so drastic.
Sure.
That I can't see out of my glasses. I can't see. It's too much.
I just think 72 is comfortable and reasonable. I got roasted earlier this morning. I think I said it during the vibe check, and our friend Carmen called and was like, dude, you're insane. I keep mine at 64 all year round. Yeah. I go, what?
64 all year round is a little crazy.
Right.
That is the air blowing, even in the winter.
But at 61, you're not worried about like RG&E?
Fairport Electric.
Still, though.
No. Not at all. Our electricity bill doesn't go past $100, even in the summer.
But we're Natalie blessed. Says, I'm a proud 68 girl year-round, 66 at night. Blanket free. Like, oh, man, that just sounds, it sounds too cold.
See, yeah, and even, okay, so we have one AC unit, and it's in the living room. And obviously, we have our bedroom, and we live with her brother. So the door needs to be opened and the fan needs to be blowing the cool air into the room. It's not close. I will tell you that much. And I think that's why we keep it so cold, because the air has to travel. And if we just meat cooler ourselves to death, we'll be feeling good.
If we meat cooler ourselves to death, mm-hmm. I finally understand how, like, where my dad was coming from growing up. He used to be pissed if anyone laid a finger on the thermostat. Now it's like, I get it. I had my buddy come over the other day and turn it down two notches. I said, you can leave.
See, I never understood how to work the thermostat growing up.
Just so up or down.
I would always get accused of touching it. I'm like, I don't know how it works. They're like, what? Because I feel like it's not that simple. Just up or down. In my house, there was like set to, feels like, all of this stuff. I'm like, I don't know how to work.
Very technical.
This is crazy. Not for me.
And it's like our parents could do it no problem, but they can't figure out a cell phone.
Right.
You know, it's odd.
It makes sense.
Lisa says 69 in the winter, 73 in the summer. I stand by this. I agree. Not 69 in the winter, though.
Why would it be cooler in the winter?
73 in the summer is perfect. I don't know what you're doing in the winter, though. My dad used to say, if you're cold, put on a sweater. If you're hot, move out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. That's.
She's like, I'm 12, but okay. Where am I going? The Emancipation Papers. They're coming.
So we just have to just learn to be.
We have to learn to roll with the punches as Rochesterians, because honestly, it's. We're going to continue to be disappointed and unhappy. Either you're going to be sweating to death and it's going to be raining down your face with beads of sweat, or it's literally going to be pouring and a rain cloud over your head. There's no in between.
95 for today, 92 tomorrow, 80
feels
on Wednesday.
Feels like 105.
See, this is why it's so important to have a friend who has a boat. I wonder where I can find somebody who has a boat that I know. Oh, Ray Breeze.
I actually have to go to the bathroom. Thank you so much.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
Yeah. Another Monday, another film. I picked a classic today. Breezy, I'm sure you have never seen this iconic film. We're going to act it out today. 585-252-9800 if you happen to know the name of the film. You are playing the role of Anna today.
Okay.
And this is another heartfelt scene. My character and your character are married in a very loving relationship. At least I thought that was the case.
Tough.
Until I found out you would prefer to have kids with someone else. So
these things happen.
I'm asking the hard-hitting questions. You are already kind of emotional off the bat, but not overboard. But let there be an arc.
Okay.
You start to work yourself up. The scene takes place in our home, in our kitchen. The home that I bought for you that you will slowly take away from underneath my fingertips.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
This is really emotional.
What questions do you have?
Honestly, I think I'm good.
Oh, really? No, you have no questions. Rush. Yeah.
Am I just like kind of a snake? Do I care?
You do care. You feel guilty, but not enough to go through with your decision. Does that make sense?
To not go through with my decision?
Yeah. You're still going to go through with it, even though you feel bad about what you're doing to your husband. All right. Lights, camera, and action. Let's set the tone. I don't understand. Why did you marry me?
I stopped seeing him. I wanted us to work.
Why did you tell me you wanted children?
Because I did. I did.
And now you want children with him?
Yes, I don't know.
But we're happy, aren't we?
I don't know.
You're just going to go and live with him.
I can stay here if you want.
Look, I don't give an F about any of that. You know you did this to me. You did this to me the day we met. You let me just hang on for your own amusement. Why didn't you just tell me the second you walked through the door?
I was scared.
You're a coward, you spoiled tramp. How was the sex? Was it good?
Don't do this.
Just answer the question, Anna. Is he better than me?
Yes.
Better than me?
Different.
What does that mean?
He's more gentle.
What's that mean? I treat you like a whore? The only reason you are leaving me is because you think you don't deserve happiness, but you do, Anna. You do. Did you even love me?
Yes. Oh my God, yes, I did. Why does this seem so hard to believe? I can't do this anymore.
And cut. All right. Way to give it your all this morning. Really appreciate that. Thank you, Breezy. You always do. What's the name of that film? 585-252-9800. If you know it, a couple guesses came in. Must be the same guy from last week. No, it is not Transformers, but thank you so much.
One more guess. This person says White Chicks again. No, not White Chicks.
This movie, by the way, we're talking 2007. And I'll give you a hint, starring Julia Roberts, Natalie Portman, Clive Owen, and Jude Law. That is an all-star cast. And this is one of the first, if you didn't know, Breezy, this is one of the first things I ever had to ever act out in one of my acting classes was this scene. Different scene from the film. That scene took place in a strip club.
Oh.
Very different. And I think that all gave it away. Somebody guessed, is it closer? And yes, that would be 100% correct. Yes, it is. Breezy, a little bit of a longer film, if you will.
Oh, God.
You're gonna watch it tonight.
How long?
Over 2 hours. But you don't have anything going on Mondays, and I know this. So bring it in tomorrow.
Just trying to survive.
Breezy's big movie review, and do the film justice, will you? Give it the score it deserves.
I'll try my absolute damnedest. I mean, just from that scene alone, I can tell it's going to be a nail biter.
No, it is.
Can't wait. So they're in a strip club?
In one of the scenes, they are, sure. Okay. But the scene we did, it took place in their house. And I've noticed a trend. A lot of the scenes that you and I have been acting out is just couples falling apart. They never last.
And we're always depicting them. So I hope this is not...
It's a cry for help for sure.
Yeah, any reflection on us.
No.
That's why he's going to Italy, guys. That's the real reason he's going to Italy.
All right, we'll get to Breezy's big movie review for Closer tomorrow morning on PXY.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Miles Smith on PXY Mornings. Do you guys wash your new clothes before wearing them?
No.
Well, let me rephrase that. How many of you don't wash your underwear before wearing those? Brand new. You take it right out of the package, you throw it on.
Correct. Well, I don't wear underwear, so.
You don't wear underwear. But I need to know, it's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many of you wash your new clothes before wearing them? Yesterday during the golf tournament. So we get to hole number 17, Breeze. Mm-hmm. Every hole you went to, you had to do something. It was either flip cup. It was debauchery.
It wasn't your average tournament.
But my friends took it very seriously. And it was a fun golf charity. They do it every year. But yesterday during the golf tournament, we got to hole 17. And the rule was you either had to shotgun a beer, which I was already kind of, you know, going down the wrong path. Or you had to hit the ball with your pants around your ankle.
What?
Okay, so I decided, well, I'm taking my pants off. And I didn't realize that my new boxer brief still had this sticker on it. And my buddy pointed it out. And he goes, dude, you don't wash those before you put them on? I said, no, they're brand new. Why am I going to wash them? And then they gave me a bunch of crap about that. Didn't realize I still had the medium sticker on the side of it. But, you know, these things happen. What can you do?
They do happen.
And I'm like, no, I don't ever wash my clothes when I buy them. Should you?
See, this is a wild conversation given the fact that we've talked about things on this show that you do when it comes to trying on things like swim trunks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'd probably wash them if I were you, knowing that there's people you in this world.
Oh, that's right. What was the convo?
Yeah, Moose was like,
last year.
So I always, you know, grab the first swim trunk on the rack. And then I go and try it on.
Oh, people gave me a bunch of crap because I went into the dressing room last year before my vacation. I needed a bathing suit. And yeah, I tried on a bunch of bathing suits with no underwear. And when I'm done trying them on, if I don't buy them, I put them to the back of the rack.
Right.
Just as a common courtesy. You know what I mean?
How selfless of you, truly.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And I was like, do you wash your clothes before you buy them? Like, after you buy them, do you wash them before you wear them? Yeah, I don't do it.
Because they're coming from God knows where, so who knows what's attached to them. But no, I definitely don't.
585-252-9800. As a precaution, I just don't know if this is something you absolutely should do. Your bathing suit? Yeah, you should probably wash that just in case someone like me tries it on before you buy it.
Disgusting!
Jess wrote in and says, Moose, baby, you got to wash the factory weirdness off. You don't know who touched those drawers.
You really don't. That's the thing. You don't know who touched them, and it's important to make sure you're protecting not only yourself, but your privates as well.
I don't know.
I mean, like, I don't think it's, like, a necessary thing to do. I think it's an extra step that I'm obviously not interested in doing. But to each their own.
The only thing I'm washing as soon as I get it is bed sheets. I would never throw those straight on the bed. Please tell me you don't do that.
Definitely do.
Okay, those are filthy.
I don't wash anything before I...
Not even your bed sheets?
Okay, maybe, like, glassware, but
Breeze, like, some of these, like,
licking my bed sheets.
So. No, I understand, but some of those bed sheets are coming from, like, Vietnam and stuff like that, and they put chemicals on them.
Yeah, a lot of my clothes come from,
because when they're transported, they're not eaten through by, like, mice and all that stuff, so they have to put a chemical on it, and then it's coming from across the world. You should probably wash those.
Yeah, it's too late now. I haven't washed them for years, and I've been fine.
Moose, you're the reason why my mom used to say you don't know who tried those on before
that
you.
Yeah, he is the walking example of that.
I wash everything, even socks. Okay. Yeah, good for you.
See, I don't have the time. And I'm also just so excited to get my new clothes that I want to wear them right then and there.
Yeah, I am too. And depending on what it is, I think maybe we should, it's probably a good idea to wash the undies before you put those on. Mia says, I once broke out in hives from a new bra I didn't wash. Never, ever again. I Lysol spray new jeans now, too. That's kind of overkill. I'll never wash new jeans before I get them. Those are going, I'm throwing those on right away. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, jeans, you only need to wash those maybe once a month.
See, I don't wear jeans, but when I did wear jeans, I would always wash them because when you wear them once, they stretch out.
My God, that's crazy. I've never seen you in a pair of jeans, now that I think of it.
No.
I've never seen you in jeans.
Gel for your legs. Absolutely.
Gel for your legs.
Gel for your legs. I don't, jeans aren't for me. But when I do wear them, if I do have to, I will wash them instantly because they just don't fit the same when they're used.
No, sure. I understand that. All right. Yeah, a lot of people are weighing in. They're very disappointed with
Guys, I think you can be disappointed in Moose. You can't be disappointed in me. I barely shower. Like, what are we doing here? You know I'm not washing my clothes.
Tim says, don't feel bad, buddy. I wear them straight out the bag, too. That's what new means. This is judgment-free zone.
Especially if they're in plastic. Like, what do you have to, you know what I mean? Well, it sounds like yours weren't in plastic if they had a sticker on them, right?
No,
like,
not.
Don't they come in like plastic?
No, it comes in a 3-pack.
Right.
So it comes in a plastic bag, but it's a 3-pack for guys. It's boxer briefs. So I pull it right out.
So why is there a sticker on it? That seems like overkill.
Beats me. They're probably all individual and they bundled them together. Half off.
I think you're fine. He's like, I actually contracted crabs from that.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.